I would say this. Yes, Bible translations need to be very, very careful. I mean, the translators who are experts in Hebrew and Greek and a few of the Old Testament books written in Aramaic, they need to be extremely careful. And every once in a while, and I'm not even going to start naming translations, but I'll be reading this translation, I go, whoa, where did that come from? And then I go back and I'll look in the Greek or the Hebrew or something that's commenting on the Greek and Hebrew. It's just not there. They just added a phrase. It was like, okay, now, there's with biblical interpretation, there's two main schools of thought. There's the literal translations and there's the dynamic translations. I really believe that there is a place for the dynamic translations as long as we recognize their limitations. Now, the most, and it's not a translation at all, Eugene Peterson's The Message. Did some of you read The Message? Well, The Message sometimes beautifully captures the essence of a passage. But that's not your study Bible.
Right.
Okay, because Eugene Peterson gets really creative and it's great. But you know what? Every time a pastor teaches the Word of God, and any of you chaplains or players or anybody else, anytime we teach people God's Word, don't we say, okay, here's what it says, and now we start to talk about it. And as we're talking about it, aren't we in essence paraphrasing it? So what this means is, I've been doing that, and you have to teach. So if you recognize something as a paraphrase, you know, that's fine. The original Living Bible that was that way. The New Living Translation is a translation. I write a lot of books for Tyndale House, the company that did that translation, and sometimes I quote from the NLT, but there's other times where I go, you know what, this is better in the old NASB, the ESV, which are more literal, or even the NIV. Now, there's some people who are just very critical always of certain translations, but there's actually a few cases when I was doing my master's thesis years ago where the NIV, I was dealing with a passage that the NIV handled beautifully as we were looking at it from the Greek, and the NASB, the New American Standard Bible, which is a very literal translation, just, I'll tell you what it was. It was it's in 1 Corinthians 7 where it says it is good, that the literal translation, NASB, is it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Okay. Well, that's very literal because it's a word for touch. But that word for touch, in that historical context and in that language, everyone knew it meant to not have sexual relations with. So the touching is way more than touching. So it's not like girl germs. don't touch a woman. Because then all of a sudden I'm going, you mean every time that I shake a woman's hand or put my hand on a dear sister in Christ's shoulder or something like that, it's good for a man not to touch a woman? And if that was true, well, what about my wife? You know, because she's a woman. And so the NASB, in the interest of being literal, says touch, but that's not what it means. That's what it says, but that's not what it means. So is it okay to say, as the NIV says, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman, meaning it is fine for you to be single, which that's what it means. Because if you're married, then you're obviously having sexual relations, and if you're single, you shouldn't be. So I don't know if that helps. I think there's benefit in a lot of these translations, but yeah, sometimes the liberties that are taken is just like, why did you do that?